Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew John.
Beautiful to Jarvan. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day, Clan. Nice to have you back on a Monday, and a gorgeous Monday in the best place on earth, which is our South Australia. And I'd like to say hello to two young men that's had a busy weekend, a busy timetable, a busy diary. Hello to you, Greg Blewett. We celebrated your 50th yesterday at the Old Line. Welcome to you.
Thank you very much, Jars.
And to Bernie Vince, I welcome you Rush Hour on this beautiful Monday. And Tomo, how are you?
Hey, good to be here, boys.
Who?
Tomo. Now, called me Loz before, which is good.
I beg your pardon?
I said you called me Loz before.
I apologise. And I apologise to the family that I was unwell on Friday. Yeah. And the well wishes were thick and fast. So thank you.
No, we looked after you.
No, you didn't. You both piled in.
We didn't mention it.
It felt like I was on the ground and the boots just did not stop getting kicked into my guts. Really disappointed with your attitude.
Amazing recovery too. You were get up nice and early and go and play golf and drink about 1,000 beers.
Yeah. No, well, Bern and I went to the Clare Golf Club, and what a wonderful, wonderful facility.
Yes.
Wasn't it, Bern? For the Cobra Foundation, a charity, which they do a great job.
Just lovely. The Ramsey family. Lovely people, weren't they?
Brilliant. And we had a ball.
Do you miss me?
Well, a lot of we did the gig on that night. Phil Smythe was a star. Barry Curtin, the MC, was a star. We played with Mitchie.
Yeah.
And
Raymond
Razor Ray, who's the senior coach of the Hallett Cove Cobras. Mm. It was wonderful, and we raised a lot of money, didn't we, Bern?
All volunteers too.
Yeah, and Rob, who runs the golf course up there, it's a great facility to stay too. So if you want to go and play golf, take your wife and your kids. And the country club.
You stay right on the fairway,
it's
don't you?
Brilliant. It's perfect. I couldn't believe how good it was.
Great spot. Great greens. The course.
We just got to trim a couple of trees down the fairway, but we'll get that sorted.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, you mentioned that in your speech. He started spraying Bluey. You obviously weren't there. He started spraying the president because he reckons there's too many trees right where he wants to hit. And then I go, Giles, it's a female. And what a lovely establishment we've got here. I take it all back and well done.
She comes out. And thank you for sending me that photo of Jars on the way up in your green golf shirt that looks...
No. That needs to go.
That's from bloody like drumming Kermit, golf.
And you were eating a chocolate donut.
Well, that was just a preparation.
This is after the week before you're saying you're going to really start the... You know, look after yourself.
What I thought you were talking about the other photo I sent when he's wearing footy shorts, a running top. He's North Adelaide footy socks and RM Williams. Mm.
And the family that we love dearly, the Ravencrofts.
Yes.
We love
them. That's not their last name. Try again.
Ravencrofts is...
No, but
we love them dearly. You know, Ian, Mark,
The whole family.
Julie, Jack, beautiful. And Greg, and thank you for having us yesterday.
No worries.
It was a lovely day.
Yeah,
you all right? You enjoyed your 50?
I had a good time, but there was a couple of late withdrawals. So Matty O, our boss, and our producer Benny.
I
found out why they pulled out.
What's happened?
Because you know how last week I was saying there wasn't going to be a tab, and everyone's got to pay for their drinks.
Spot on.
They thought they were going to have to pay for their drinks, so they didn't show up.
Oh, the tight ass!
So selfish they are.
Matty really is like that too. He's a tight ass, isn't he?
He is a tight ass. So, but thank you for that. We thought there'd be big numbers, Bern and I, when we arrived with Maz.
It's a little bit disappointing, crowd numbers.
We thought we were in the wrong choice.
Was this like the Melbourne Cup? Was there a restriction on the crowd? Or
so you two could drink more. You get more value for money. Too long, Nicks.
And it was pretty incident-free.
What time did you leave, Bern?
Next question.
Bernie, what will the AFL and the Collingwood Football Club do to Jordan Degoe after being arrested after an alleged US assault? I think everyone knows what's been happening and what has happened. He's been allegedly charged for groping, and then they thumped a friend of hers, and his friend's been in trouble and violence. He's been locked up, he's been released, and now he's got to stay in America until he hears his court appearance. Where does that leave Jordan Degoe with 1 year left on a contract with the Collingwood Footy Club?
Well, big disappointment because he's been in hot water before. And it's not his first time. And I just, they've stood him down. He's not allowed to come to the club. He's going to be in America until the 8th and they start pre-season training. So he's going to be behind the eight ball from the start. And this man, he's such a waste of talent. And I'm sick of people comparing him to Dustin Martin and Christian Petracca this year. He's nowhere near that at the moment. And it's not just playing football. Being a footballer is the whole show. It's your off-field behaviour. It's your the way you return after the break to pre-season. He comes back overweight, unfit regularly. If he wants, if he even thinks he's going to be in the ballpark of being spoken about those players, this sort of crap's got to finish or stop. And, you know, we don't actually know. We don't know the facts of what's happened. And obviously he had a mate there and he was heavily involved, I think, too. So whether he was there and didn't do too much in the actual incident, we don't know. But, and that will come out. But it's Jordan Ngoi again. It's him again. So he's there. And
he went to America, Greg, to train. All right, to get himself prepared for a good year next year, knowing he's coming out of contract end of the year. All right, he went there to train. 12 hours. 12 hours of being a dickhead.
Yep.
And it's going to probably cost him an AFL career. It potentially could, up to nearly $6 million over the next, say, 6 years if he stays in the system. But I don't reckon another club will pick him up, surely, because they're saying that other clubs will look at him once they find out.
Yeah, I think December 8 is an important date for him, isn't it? I mean, if he gets...
If he's found guilty, Greg, does he have to stay in America? Is he still...
Well, if he...
Can't leave the country until further
Well, notice? It depends if he has to do jail time, doesn't it? I mean, if he... He would have to do it there in the States, I'd imagine.
Absolutely,
and then, so it's going to go... Yeah, it all depends on December 8. If he's pleaded not guilty, so December 8 is an important date, because then... If he does get off, say, and then he comes back to Australia, is this the thing that, is the line in the sand moment for him? Because as you've spoken about, Byrne, you know, he's had chances, he's been in trouble various times, and now this is just another one. But this is very serious. I mean, not just Collingwood, but the AFL will certainly get involved, you would think.
He's just had charges dropped for sexual assault earlier
in
the season.
He did too.
They've stood him down. He's not allowed to come to the, even though he's in the States, he at this stage can't even make contact with anyone at the Collingwood Football Club. He can't go to the training facility. He can't do anything. So
the AFL will come hard. They'll come down on him severely because they've got that Violence Against Women Act in the AFL.
Greg, they'll make an example of him. He needs to be made an example.
For me, you shut him down, rub him out. He's got to just be suspended. Mate, kick him out of the competition. That's what I'd be doing.
So for how long?
Nah, done.
He can never play
for
again?
For me, he's done. He's done. He won't learn. He's the dumbest player going.
He must be dumb.
But Jazz, we've got to be a little bit careful, mate. We haven't
that,
got
Greg.
All
it,
we, until
I understand
the,
that. Yeah. I'm just giving you my opinion. If found guilty, then throw the book at him.
He would be facing a maximum of 1 year jail sentence as well.
If found guilty,
correct.
There you go. You can't.
Missing the year anyway.
Well, he won't be playing if he's in jail.
And the AFL, they won't tolerate it. And now Collingwood, well done to Collingwood, because they're not going to tolerate it. But when are these lads going to learn? Boys?
It frustrates me, you see some of the behaviour in the NRL and then the odd one in the AFL. And it's just, you just think.
And all the education that these boys get now, don't they?
They
get educated on violence against women and be more respectful. And you've got to be. But zero tolerance for me. I can't stand that.
That's the worst thing you can do. Well, time will tell. But maybe the AFL do say they two-year ban, one-year ban, whatever. But he's cost himself a lot of money, Jars. You're right.
Big Brother VIP on Channel 10 tonight, and one of their contestants, former Brisbane Lions captain and Collingwood player, joins us, Dane Beams. Good afternoon, Dano.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Oh, look at this. He's literally switched on now. Young man, how will you win this series of Big Brother? Because there's a lot of fat egos in that house.
I don't know. I guess I'm seen as interesting. I don't know. Mm. But when they asked me to go on it, I thought, yeah, why not?
Hey, what can we expect? Because there's a lot of backstabbing and talking behind the backs and tricking people, which I don't really like. I'm an upfront type of person. How do you deal with that?
Yeah.
Well, you'll like me in this show then.
Oh, is that right?
Here we go. Because, I didn't play any of those stupid games, to be honest. And I was getting a couple of rouse ups from Big Brother during it just because I wasn't playing any of those stupid games. And, that was the game plan I went in with, that I wasn't going to tell any lies. I literally told people I was going to vote for them. And that's way I wanted to do things. But yeah, look, to be honest, you'll see probably early on in the series, there was something that happened that I won't spoil, but let's just say I got quite pissed off about it.
I like that. Yeah. Was it an enjoyable experience? Did you get used to the cameras and the attention, or did you sort of just switch off from the cameras after a while?
To be honest, it's the house itself's quite boring. wasn't a whole lot to do, other than when you're doing, challenges and stuff like that. There's not a lot to really do other than talk to each other. So you get to know each other pretty quickly. It's a different sort of house. It's not, I guess, a house that's that you'd live in long term or anything like that. It's more of a cast or set. So, but it's there was little bits and pieces to do. They threw different challenges at us at different times, and there was definitely some interesting people in there. So there was no shortage of chats going on.
Did you form any close relationships or bonds with anyone in particular?
I got along well with, I think, a natural sort of. There's always an NRL player and there's always an AFL player in these types of shows. So I formed a natural connection with Matty Cooper. He's in his mid-40s now, though, so he's been retired for a lot longer than I have. But, he and I got along quite well, I think, coming from similar backgrounds in terms of, like team sport, as you guys would know, there's a lot of trust and there's a lot of loyalty that goes on within your teammates. And I think that sort of show, naturally, us sort of guys go in there with, the mindset of, trying to do well for the team when there are team challenges. And then obviously we've got a competitive nature when it comes to challenges itself as well. So, he and I found things difficult early on, to try and lie and do all that sort of bullshit that the show's about. But it was an interesting experience.
Who was the biggest character? Was there someone that you just thought, wow, what, this person's out there?
I'd been told things before I went on the show about Jess Powell from Married at First Sight. And she definitely lived up to it. she's quite out there. Look, I think she's got a character and she plays that up a little bit, don't get me wrong, but I think she's, deep down, I think she's a nice girl, but sometimes she was a bit loud and she, let's just say, needed a bit of time away from her every now and then.
Dane, did you obviously get some discussions with some of the other contestants in there about your battles in the past, how you've overcome it, and obviously you're doing it for your wife and your two lovely kiddies, and did you get a chance to have a bit of a chat to the other contestants about what journey you've been through and how hard it's been?
Look, I'm not sure how they'll edit things and what they'll show and what they won't show you. Obviously, you're there for a long period of time, and there's a lot of conversations going on, so it's hard to fit them all into a 1 hour episode. But hopefully, they do portray that because there's a lot of good to come out of, I guess, my story, and I think that's why I sort of got along well with Matty Cooper, because it was actually amazing, really, the battles that he went through. They were literally identical to mine. Mm-hmm. So we really got along quite well and were able to bounce things off one another. And, even down to the same rehab, we went to the same rehab. And it was just, really cool experience to be able to talk to someone who's obviously been through it as well. And, just to be able to relate is something that's quite beneficial for recovering addicts. So, my story was told throughout the whole series, and look, hopefully it can help someone else out there, because that was a big part of me going on the show, because my kids were pretty young and they don't really remember me playing football, but now they're sort of at the age where they do watch TV and they will remember, so I sort of wanted them to see me on TV, and hopefully they can get a bit of a laugh out of me. So we got a few people coming over tonight for the first episode, so that's interesting.
Little party around your place. Hey, to help yourself transition from your sporting career, I read you did some art therapy. Can you talk to us about that?
Ooh, hello.
Yeah, well, basically the first time I went away to a mental health rehab facility. You see the program before you go there, and you know, the first thing I seen on there was actually art therapy, and I sort of, the person that I was back then, I was, you know, scoffed my nose up at that, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to do that shit. Like, there's no way in hell that I'm doing that. But, you know, once I got there, I went there with a really open mind, and, you know, I really enjoyed it, actually, and, you know, I became, like, just obsessed with it. You know, I've got an addictive personality, so, you know, when I find something that I enjoy doing, I just, you know, really do it to the extreme, which can sometimes be a bad thing, but I try and use it to my advantage. And look, you know, from there, like, I've been able to, you know, start a pretty successful business now, and that's really what I do full time now. So basically, on the back of, I guess, my experiences with some of the products I now sell, I try and, you know, help a lot of other people. And it's amazing how many people come in here and buy our products based on the fact that they've been able to relate to me and my story. So it's something that's pretty cool. And, you know, I never thought in a million years I'd be doing what I'm doing now. But, you know, I'm first and foremost, I'm happy. And secondly, I'm able to earn a living out of it. So it's been a really good transition, actually.
Mate, we obviously can't wait to watch it tonight. Before we let you go, we've got to ask you the question about, Jordan DeGoey's situation in the US. You're disappointed, and obviously we've got to wait until all the facts come to the table. But honestly, mate, for 12 hours of fun, might cost him a fair contract and some money in the future.
Yeah, look, I've made my fair share of mistakes over my time as well, and we all do. But look, you know, hopefully for Jordan's sake, hopefully it doesn't come to the the extreme possibility that, you know, realistically it is a possibility that he may end his career over this, but, you know, hopefully it doesn't come to that. But look, you know, everyone's got to, look, the thing that I've always said post my mistakes is you've got to take responsibility for your actions, and all actions will have consequences, so just got to let that run its course, and whatever happens, you know, Jordan's just got to take responsibility for that and own up and just try and get better.
Well said. Mate, all the best. No doubt it'll be exciting with the kids and the wife and the friends tonight, watching yourself on the Big Brother VLIP. Thanks for your time, young man.
Thanks. Cheers.
There he is, Dane Beans there, Big Brother. Would you go in Big Brother, Byrne and Gregory?
Yes, I would.
You would? Yeah, what about fun. You, young man?
Not Big Brother,
because you're
think.
Not someone that would like to have a shower nude and the cameras are watching you.
No, I'd like that, actually. You'd like good. That, just to show everyone.
You would do it. You would do it, because that's what these players do today.
No, you know what? You'd be good at it. Because you'd be good at knifing people behind their back and jars.
We spent a bit of time on the road on the weekend,
Jars, young man.
We made a lot of phone calls, didn't we, on the way back?
We made at least nine.
How many times did we ring you, Blue Shoes?
How come you don't ring back?
Not again.
You didn't answer.
I was busy.
Doing what?
I was busy.
You spray tan for your 50th.
Get your big party organised at the old line that no one turned up.
But we left a few voicemails for some other people, so let's see if we got some in return.
You have 11 new messages.
Oh, boy, it's Ken. I don't know what happened on Sunday. I went to the Foodland to get some figs, and I won Best Halloween Costume at the store. I wasn't even in costume, but it scared the shit out of the little kid.
Oh, hi, it's Elliot from Northern Motel here, Bernie. Just letting you know you left without paying your minibar bill a few weeks ago when you were staying. Mm-hmm. Can you fix that 190 up at northernmotel.com.au? Thanks, mate.
Yes, hello, it's Rob from Triple MIT. Jars, you were saying that you could only get the food channel on the TV in the work kitchen. We had a look at the security cams and you were clicking the remote at the microwave.
G'day, Bluey. It's Stephen here from Adelaide Catering, mate. We've got your order for your guests coming over on Melbourne Cup Day. We've totaled it all up, wines and nibbles. Sorry, mate, we have to charge you full retail this time around. But the total for everything that you want to put out for your guests, total $13.50. Thanks, mate.
I knew it's coming.
Oh, g'day, Biggles here. A lot of people trick-or-treating on the weekend. Last time I had a treat was when there was a visiting Russian gymnastics champion who came and stayed at my swinging off the patio. Massage oil everywhere. I seen it all on the roof mirror, and my six-pack looked bloody great. Last time Burn rented me a property.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's bloody too far again, isn't it?
It is, Biggles.
Yeah, Bernie, Andrew from Coast Apartments stayed with us a few weeks ago. Yeah. Just letting you know that you left without paying your room service bottle shop run. Cashed out $390, mate. You can pay that at coastapartments.com.au. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, Andrew. It's Warren from Henley Council. We've had people calling up saying your house was the scariest this Halloween, so you've won a free $50 local voucher to spend in the square.
Yeah.
We've never had so many people chilled to the bone. Although, next year, can you please not stand on your porch in your robe, please? Mr. Vince, George from Peninsula Motel, just letting you know that you're left without paying your beer bill in the bistro. That's $712 left over. You can pay that at pma.com.au. Thank you. Yeah, Ben!
Here he is.
Mika from the Stansbury pub. Had a ton of people coming in over Sunday lunch going, trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat. And bloody didn't have any lollies, but they got a trick. Shazzy did that one where she crushes a reg can between her jugs.
Oh, no.
Shit, I've never seen so many dads come back in my life.
Oh, no.
Made a killing. That's Butto, your boss.
Oh, no.
And, wow. Just wanted to let you know I had a good listen to the show. I was stuck on South Road and the kids have stuffed the stereo in the car so I couldn't change the station.
Oh, come on, man.
Wow. G'day, Jackson here. You came in a few weeks ago and you left without paying your bill. Just drop the cash in on Monday if you like, mate, or you can just pay through the website www.clubx.com.au. Thanks, Bluey.
Oh.
Hello, boys. It would be James Brayshaw, JB for short. I'll be calling the cricket with Greg Blewett for Triple M this year. He'll be in the commentary box. Jarbit, there's probably a job for you. We might get you riding the boundary. Now for your ID, I'll need you to organise a headshot. So I've booked you an aerial photograph! You fat! Including your head!
There are no more messages.
Oh,
what about you? You owe $1,200 in not paying your bill from all the hotels you've been at.
How many beers can I have in one
plus,
day?
Plus, I paid for your room because you had all the chips and the drinks.
That was $2.50 for the bag of the chips. And you ate half of them anyway.
Oh.
Where didn't I pay mine? Club X.
Yeah. Does Catherine know about that?
No.
Honestly.
Hey, Bluey paid cash for that one.
Oh, yeah. You
know, what about Biggles?
Oh, mate.
He does it all the time.
There's always oil.
Russian
involved.
Gymnast involved this time.
Brilliant. Honestly. No, well done. Good stuff.
Very good.
Melbourne Cup is tomorrow, and of course it's on Channel 10, and James Winks joins us now on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon. How are we all?
We're all very, very good. I gather you're looking forward to tomorrow, the race that stops the nation. It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, the big dance. So this is the one we've all been waiting for all year, so it's very exciting.
Can anyone be incentivised? Because we've already had Sportsbet. They've paid it out as a winner already, and the race hadn't started.
What's the Melbourne Cup?
Can anyone beat it? It was paying $280.
Yeah, look, if we want to have look for a negative, he's never won over the 2 mile, the 3,200. So until you've ticked that box, you still haven't done it. But look, it's his race to lose. Obviously, he's been very dominant over the local ranks. In my opinion, with the luck of internationals, you know, he's definitely the horse to beat.
So he's your pick. Anyone else? What about a roughie? I like a roughie on Melbourne Cup Day.
Yeah, my roughie would be horse number 24, Sir Lucan down the bottom. Now, man, G Boss, who knows how to win a Melbourne Cup, having won three on Maccabi Diva. He's been very quiet at the moment, but he can pop up in a race like this.
Jimmy, what about the jockeys? Do they get really nervous? Because obviously ours is the big AFL Grand Final, and the two teams that play in that, you know, they can't sleep. They've got anxiety levels, but they're bloody excited. Are the jockeys the same for the big Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think the thought the night before of knowing that you're possibly going to be a Melbourne Cup winning jockey the next day, which is a life-changing experience, yeah, you do have the jitters and the, you know, overthink things, but I found that when I rode it, as soon as I got on the horse, it was in my happy place. So hopefully that's the case with all the other boys.
Hey, James, great to have some spectators at the Cup tomorrow as well, just to provide a bit of atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. That's 5,000 Derby Day. We'll have 10,000 tomorrow, so there'll be a bit of yahooing, I'd say, to come towards the end of it. It's 30 degrees, so they might be sinking some, but that's what it's all about.
Obviously an ex-jockey yourself. Do you still ride? Do you do track work? Do anything?
No, I haven't ridden for a year, but I obviously do the Channel 10 interviews after the races on the pony, so I'll get first insight and the emotions of the jockey when they pull up on the horse, so that's something to look forward to.
Do you write that down? Do you write your first question down, or you just off the cuff?
Straight off the cuff, mate. Yes. I've actually got a great relationship with a lot of them, haven't ridden for 20 years with them, so I'll know their emotions as they're coming towards me, and we'll just run with it and do the best we can.
James, can you just break down the winning? So whoever wins the Melbourne Cup tomorrow, how much does the owner get? Then what does the owner give to the trainer? And then what does the trainer give to the jockey? Can you give that bit of a breakdown for us?
Yeah, so I think it's $7.5 million. I'm pretty sure the owners get roughly $4, maybe $5 million, and then the rest is spread across. I think down to 12, sorry, gets $150,000.
Yep.
So that would mean the trainer gets 10% of $4 million, so he's made 400 fatties for the day, and the jockey will get 5%, so he'll make 200 fatties for the day. So, look, everyone goes, not a bad payday, but as you know, in sport, it's what's behind the scenes to get you to this point, so it's not as easy as it looks, but it's a good payday.
What about an entry fee? Is there an entry fee for a horse?
Yeah, I think there is. Maybe 150 or something, something like that. I'm not too sure, but it's a fair whack, but if you win it, happy days.
And, mate, you're saying 30 degrees, so the track's going to be fast?
Yeah, it was it played amazingly even on Saturday, and they smashed the water on it overnight and again tomorrow morning, I think. So, it'll be definitely in the good range, and obviously it'll get to a good three. So I wouldn't have thought you'd be coming from 20 lengths off them anyway.
All right, James, we all love the Melbourne Cup, mate. It's going to be a great day, so enjoy it tomorrow, and we'll be tuning in.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's go to America. Let's try and find out what the hell happened with the Jordan Ngoi situation, boys, because that's the news.
We're going to ring the hotel.
We'll ring the Dream Hotel. And, Greg, you've been there. You've told us you've been there. Mm. So let's make a phone call and let's just see who's on the phone. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, Dream Hotel. This is Kate speaking.
Okay. We're calling from Australia. We're a show called The Rush Hour in Adelaide.
Right.
We'd like to know... the situation over the weekend regarding a former AFL player, because he will be when he gets cut, Jordan Ngoi's situation. Have you got any more news for us? Because, it's terrible what happened if he's been found guilty.
Is this the Rush, Mount Rush Hour? What?
Yeah, you know, Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Yeah, we're global. You might have heard of us.
Bluey?
Bluey, yeah.
The colour?
That's no, what? Greg Blewett. No,
it's Greg Blewett.
You know, Bluey. Play cricket station? For Australia.
Triple play M. Croquet? What?
Oh, no. No.
What
no.
station?
We are in South Australia, Australia. So we are called a show called The Rush Hour. We do an afternoon show here in South Australia.
On what station?
Triple M.
Triple M.
Oh, ruined it. Okay.
Can you tell us anything that happened over that situation? Do you know any news coming out of your management regarding the situation?
As with any pending case, I'm not able to speak about it. And I mean, if maybe you were a more high profile show, I would risk my job. telling you details, but obviously no one's ever heard of you, so I'm not going to put myself on the line there.
How many radio stations from Australia have called your hotel, the Dream Hotel?
We've had Kiss, Hit, I don't know, Statham or whatever the... A guy called Kyle, who was an asshole.
Yeah.
But yeah, no,
I'm careful who I share information with.
Okay.
Because,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Kate, we really appreciate you sharing some. But, yeah, just look us up on the email or Instagram Internet. And you'll know
Listener.
Who we
sure.
are.
What? Listener
app. Send me a link. I'll check it out.
What part of America are you from, Kate?
Just like California, the general American place.
Californian.
And what car do you drive?
What car?
What kind of car do I drive?
Yeah.
Oh. I drive like a Honda. What are you wearing?
Oh, here we go.
Hello. I like where this is going.
Hello. Thank you for your time.
I just Googled you. Which one's the bald guy?
That's Jazz.
Oh, I like the shine.
See you, Kate.
Thanks, Kate.
All the best.
Okay, bye.
There she is.
She likes you, Jazz.
Yeah. Shine.
She likes the accent.
Line up.
It's the segment everyone's been waiting for. The Lightning Rod, Andrew Jarman.
Global all around the world.
Going up against the always well-moisturised Greg Blewett.
Plain Belly Hill, Bill of Health.
On the Rush Hour, it's Bernie Vince's.
I don't know which of you two is dumber.
Dumb or dumber.
Go, Bern.
Yes. You with what? Us? Or yes. You're thinking about that curry you got at the servo on Saturday?
I was just thinking about, he's got another birthday gig coming up. Yeah. How many do you want?
No one came to your last one.
Oh, get a new line. But did that curry backfire or not?
No, not at all.
No?
Oh, nice. I was hoping it didn't because I was in the same car.
Lovely. But anyway, let's go. Dumb and Dumber.
Right, here we go.
Is this the last one?
No,
not?
This is not. Because 3-1, you're down. You now, loved it when you were 1-0
up. Can we get through it quickly? Because I've got to get down on the beach and get on the board and go out and see the Dolphins.
I think I'm doing everyone a favour by keeping you here.
Here we go. So what is it, 3-1, Burn?
3-1. Jazz, you're not going too well. But I just ask questions about themes and what we've been sort of half talking about this show.
So it's Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb or Dumber.
You are favourite tonight. You are dead set favourite.
Oh, Billy's a bit.
So what's wrong with you?
No, I'll just say it's been a big 3 or 4 days.
Did you go to your job this morning?
Yeah, I did.
Darren Lehman Academy?
Yep. I don't have sickies.
Did any of those boys know who you are? Because a couple of them rang.
Did they?
Yeah. They thought they were getting Ricky
What'd
Ponting.
What'd they say?
Well, we thought we were getting Ricky Ponting and Warnie. And we got a...
What was that?
Come on, Dumb and Dumber, let's go.
You were telling me you want this segment to go quickly and then you tell more stories besides that. Right, first question. Get ready. Get out of your phone, Jazz.
Yeah, okay.
What is the entire prize pool for the Melbourne
Cup
tomorrow?
$7 million.
$7 million. Well done, Jazz. Sharp. Did you know that, Blake?
I thought it was $7.5 million.
No, it's $7 million.
Right.
Which is the shortest price favourite in 91 years? Which horse is the favourite?
What's it called?
Andrew. Boy. Incentives of Hive.
I'm going to pay that. Incentivise.
Yeah. I was going to say it properly.
Go on, say it.
You can't.
Incentivise.
Well, I just said that, didn't I, Greg?
Would you say again?
Incentivise.
Incentivise. Yeah, I'm going to pay that. 2-1 after you. You cannot
lose from here.
2-0.
Yeah.
What crowd can we expect?
Bluey. 10,000.
10,000. Jazz, you're going to be sharp. You thought you were going to win last.
He starts thinking, I'm going to win.
I'm home.
And now he's getting nervous.
He's counting the chickens. Anyway, in our interview earlier about Jordan DeGoey, what was the name of the receptionist?
Mm-hmm. Bluey.
Andrew.
Karen.
No.
Kate.
Kate! Jazz!
Yeah! Get around him.
He's so good.
Get around him.
He's back.
Yeah.
He is back.
3-1, Greg.
Karen.
Whew. How'd you get Karen?
If you well, were, starts as the same.
Yeah,
letter,
she was a nice lady. That lady, she was very good. From America.
Well, she didn't know who we were.
Oh, that's true.
She wanted to know who the ball one was.
Have we got another question, or is that it?
You well, yeah, shut it down. Do you want to?
No, nah, that'll
nah,
be.
That's all.
It's 3-2.
Well done, mate.
So it's 3-2.
3-2. Now, 3-2. Now, now he loves it.
Boys, you two need a good rest and a good sleep tonight.
Yes.
I'll go for a bit of a run later on. Thanks for joining us, Tomo. Good job. Are you back tomorrow?
Back tomorrow, boys.
Yes. Are you back with us all week?
No, just tomorrow, I think.
Why is that? Who's well, back?
I've been given the arse. I think G's back.
No, well, she won't be coming back.
who's producing us tomorrow? Because we get a new one
what
every
about
bloody
you, Tommy?
It's a revolving
Ben.
Door, this joint.
Yeah. Benny's back.
And Tommy was there, our young producer.
We love Tommy.
We poached him from 5AA, the yeah. over 90s. Yep.
And didn't he put
he,
a few down?
Well, yeah.
Did
a lot of the young Whoa. Ladies chasing
he was
him.
He was holding
a
court.
Didn't you, mate?
A bit of a glint in the eye.
Hanging off him.
All right, love. See you tomorrow. Good work. Love you both, and have a good birthday again tomorrow, Greg.
How many times did you get born this week?
Oh, Melbourne Cup tomorrow, then Friday night. Jeez,
I'm going, what do they call it? Dry November?
You're going.
Hey, no, we're going to start our moustaches, well.
Yeah, we're going to start growing our moustaches. Mm. All right.
Oh, can so, we say goodbye?
Yeah, let's see you tomorrow, family. 104.7 Triple M.
Shut us down.